just to be told. I've got nothing in the will, nothing, and he was worth £33 million.
I'm divorced.
Regret post-divorce. If I could go back knowing what I know now, I would never have downloaded a dating app or ever gotten on one. People will get on dating apps and spend massive amounts of time chatting, talking, and texting, basically just to do a job interview, only to find out you don't have chemistry and you wasted hours, months, and weeks getting to know someone. People don't really know how to set the correct boundaries on that, and that's a whole nother lesson. There's also not accountability because they are not in your friend group, your church group, any kind of social group, so you can't even have that filter of knowing anything about their background, and they'll quickly...
Divorcees with kids is a no-no to most men. Two reasons. Most of the available men are looking for something younger than the average divorcee, and most men would want to raise their own kids, not someone else's. That makes the marketplace for most divorcees very narrow.
Guess you.
Divorce my husband. Why did I divorce my husband? I divorced my husband because I was making a certain amount of money. I divorced my husband because I thought I didn't need him anymore. I divorced my husband because I had this senior position at work and thought I held the same position at home. I divorced my husband because I thought I was better than him because I had my degree now. I divorced my husband because I thought a successful marriage meant I was here and he was down here. That is not success. That's sickness. I found myself divorced and out there looking for love in all the wrong places. This one and that one and that one and that one and this one and that one. And my body count going up and my value going down. I'm just going to call it like a T.I. is. All the while, my husband done found somebody else building a relationship and building a life with them. I should have stayed married to my husband. I felt like I was on this dark road with no street lights, pitch dark, and I couldn't find my way and didn't know which way to go. I felt lost. I felt like I was walking barefoot on that dark road with pebbles and hot rocks sticking my foot. I felt hurt. I felt alone because every time he and that one and this one and that one left my bed, I was alone all by myself. And which was supposed to be soft and comfortable for me, my pillow, it was now filled with tears. I should not have left.
The traditional way is the best we have, with all its flaws, because humans figured out long ago the inherent flaws in women and men and how to best avoid the worst-case scenarios. Modernity is the worst-case scenario for relationships.
My husband.
When I left my husband, I was only making like $16 an hour.
Mm.
And so that wasn't enough. And so I got myself into a lot of credit card debt because I moved into an apartment that I couldn't really afford, but I thought that someone else was going to be living with me in it. So,
that's what do you mean? The ex?
No. Okay, so right after I got divorced, I got into a situation with somebody I knew from work. And
how quickly after the divorce?
Well, like immediately. It was like a rebound, right? I guess is what they would call it.
Okay.
And
like
we
like the day after?
Maybe. Yes.
Okay.
So I knew him, right? We worked together. That's how we met.
Well, wait, how long are you married?
Almost 5 years.
Did you guys ever have any kids?
Yes.
And you got with this person a day after?
Yes, but see what? I thought he was like the love of my life.
A day after a divorce, okay. Okay.
Yes.
Sure. And you thought he'd be living with you?
The stigma with dating a single mom isn't because they don't have free time. It's because I don't want to spend the rest of my life dealing with your horrible life decisions.
Yes. Like,
what's the problem with dating a single mom? I don't understand the issue with these men. We're talking men in their late 30s, like 38, 39. And as soon as you mention you've got children, they don't want to fucking know. And I don't get it. And then they go simping over 21-year-olds. And that's because they've got no responsibility. Free-spirited to get to do whatever the hell they want. And it makes them look good and feel better about themselves. There is nothing wrong with dating a single mother. Like, my kids are practically teenagers. Well, my daughter is. She's nearly 16. My son's nearly 11. If anything, I've got more free time now opposed to what I had 4 years ago. This whole stigma of, like, dating someone with kids has really, really got to stop. Like, it's wrong It really is wrong. Like, what's wrong with me? I'm 33 years old. I know what I want. I'm responsible. I do a pretty good job raising my children on my own. I've been single 4 years. What's the problem?
I'm divorced. I thought I'd be happier, except the judge set the child support amount at $326 a month. $326 a month for two kids for child support is what he has to pay me. $326 a month because he's not working. Because he chooses not to. I was able to cross-examine him, which was fun, and I asked him how many hours a week he spends working or trying to sell houses, because technically he still has a real estate license, so technically he's still a realtor. He said 15 hours a week approximately is how many hours he works per week. Grown man. Grown able-bodied man with transportation and no child care to worry about. Says he works 15 hours a week.
Guys in their late 30s without kids are predominantly in two categories. They don't want kids, they want their own kids. She'll have a larger chance with guys with kids who can't have kids, or guys in their 40s and up.
We transferred the Jeep title to my name three weeks before we separated.
That's accurate. You had coerced me into signing over, you know, a portion, adding your name to that in exchange for replacing the money that you had removed from the LLC account that was there to make payments on the Jeep and take care of its maintenance.
Did I work the Jeep and I rented it in Touro for the past 3 years?
We did that together for a period of time, much less than 3 years.
Did you ask me to buy the tires of the Jeep with my money?
Absolutely not. That money was in the LLC account that was earned by us for the purposes of maintaining and making payments on the Jeep, and you had removed that money to your personal account.
Did you remember that I bought and I replaced the Jeep tires, and that was a cost of $2,000?
We did that. That money came from the LLC account.
So we both,
our LLC.
We both were maintaining the cost of the Jeep in one way or other way.
No, you had never personally contributed money to that account. However, I had on multiple occasions.
You had
either removed money from that account and it was not available to make the payments and pay for maintenance, or otherwise.
Did I replace and I purchase the tires for the Jeep? Yes or no?
Objection asked and answered.
When women divorce, and the now ex-husband is referred to as able-bodied, capable of working, whereas when a woman get tons of money in alimony and child support, being able-bodied is never mentioned.
Stoned.
It is my husband's funeral, which unfortunately I cannot make because obviously I am busy here in Tunisia. I would have loved to have gone. We were together for 17 years. Unfortunately for me, he did decide to die on the week I had planned to come on holiday, so I didn't make the decision not to go because, you know, I need a holiday at the end of the day, and my holiday is way more important than sitting in a church watching people cry. I would love to give him a good send-off, so I'm going to get absolutely drunk tonight with this new guy that I met, and I'm going to raise a glass for you, Jeremy, because you were an amazing husband, very rich. I can't wait to do the will reading when I'm home. I have made sure I'm going to be home in time to do the will reading because I would not miss that for the world, because obviously I am due to get a lot of money, and that's a very, very important thing to me. So I hope you have a good funeral today, Jeremy. Love you. All good things have to come to an end. So I did miss my husband's funeral because I was in holiday in Tunisia. I would not have missed my holiday for the world, and I know my husband would have understood because that's just the kind of guy he was. But yes, I have come back from my holiday just to make sure that I got back in time for the will reading, because I am not going to miss that for the absolute world. I have been held captive in the Ukraine for at least a week now, following my holiday in Tunisia, where I did get pregnant with a very well-known married celebrity's baby. However, I am very lucky to have been released just in the nick of time for my husband's will reading, because I do deserve all of that money. I spent 17 years with this man, which is a lot longer than any of his children did. So I deserve the inheritance a lot more than his own children. So I am going to fight the will with lawyers if he has left any of his inheritance to his children, because they do not deserve it, unlike me, who looked after him every single day for 17 years when they were out living their own lives. That money's...
If you're going to be a proper gold digger by marrying a coffin dodger, you need to be by his side to the very end. Sorry, sister.
I spent 17 years of my life with an elderly man who smelled like cabbage, just to be told I've got nothing in the will, nothing, and he was worth £33 million. And you think this is funny? I have wasted my life with a geriatric coffin dodger for nothing. I don't know why everyone thinks it's so funny. Look, my husband donated all his money to a bunch of cats and dogs. Who like even likes cats and dogs? I'm literally gonna be homeless. Like, I've got no money. Not even my own house or my car. Like, I'm literally going to be poor. I'm gonna have to shop in fucking Asda like all the other poor people. Not Asda. I've wasted my life thinking I was gonna get millions by marrying that elderly coffin dodger. He looked like a shriveled up fucking prune.
Addressing dating women with children, women expect men to look after their children, while men with children do not expect a woman to support his children, and that's the issue. Thanks for watching Manhood. As always, we're looking forward to your support. So please hit the like button, share this video with your friends, and subscribe to the channel to stay updated with everything all kings like yourself need to know.